Now, Lars Larson.
So why is it when the Obama administration seems to have so little respect for my religious rights and the rights of my fellow American Christians, why is it that the Obama administration is now going to let one Indian tribe go out and kill a couple of bald eagles, even though the feathers they apparently want for some kind of religious ceremony are available from a federal repository? And believe me, I've got a little background in it. I've gone down and actually interviewed some of the people who work at that repository. It was years ago. But the story is that right now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says we've issued a permit to allow one tribe, the Arapaho tribe in Wyoming, to kill two bald eagles for religious purposes. They say thousands of American Indians apply for eagle feathers and carcasses. Permits allow the killing of bald eagles are exceedingly rare, according to both the tribe and legal experts on the matter. Now, let's make it clear at the front end of the conversation, these are not endangered animals.
Lars Larson.
Let's go to Dr. Betsy McCoy, patient advocate and former lieutenant governor of the great state of New York. How you doing, Betsy?
Well, I'm glad to talk to you tonight because there is so much in the mail. And you know something? Paying for a colonoscopy feels almost as bad as getting one.
Yeah. Are you sure? Well, I'm pretty sure you're probably right. But that's this is the part that ought to worry people. I mean, for instance, I know that for a lot of people, they say, well, gosh, women should be able to get, certain kinds of exams and this and that. But what do you do when you tell a 65-year-old man and his 65-year-old wife that they're paying for maternity care through their insurance premiums, even if they would choose to merely at that age have major medical and maybe some prescription coverage, and that they don't need in vitro fertilization, they don't need maternity care, because those are things that don't apply to them any longer? I know that in every kind of insurance, there's a little bit of overlap, but Doc, I've compared it to people being forced to buy vehicle insurance that would cover you for your boat, your motorcycle, your airplane, and your car, even if all you own is a car.
That's right. Or how about a flood insurance if you live on top of a hill? It's exactly the same kind of thing. Forcing the 35-year-old single man who's trying to save to start a business to buy one of these very extensive plans that includes pediatric care and maternity care, he doesn't need it.
Can we count on the Supremes in June to come down with the right decision?
I'm very much hoping that with the U.S. Constitution on our side, freedom will prevail and the court will rule in our favor. Nobody can predict that.
Lars Larson.
I might have misunderstood with the insurance for the gas thing. Is that, do we have a copay now? Or?
Oh, with the gas? We have to have a copay for gasoline? Yeah, I guess we could.
About the liability insurance, why couldn't they make it just like at the supermarket? You want the discount, you give them their club card, a valid insurance card inserted in the pump right along with your Visa card, your debit card, whatever.
That's not a bad idea. Again, it's too much government in my life as far as I'm concerned, and that's
right.
But you know,
get the cameras and forget all that. Get the police out of it, and if you don't have insurance, you don't get gas.
You know, and that'd be an interesting way to go. Although I guess the logical extension of it would be, say, if you don't have the insurance card to swipe, you pay an extra 20 cents a gallon for your gasoline, and then insurance is bought for you. But that gets us into basically the gasoline version of Romneycare.
Now, Lars Larson.
Have you seen what gasoline prices are doing to this country? The amazing thing is the Gallup survey says that apparently Americans are not going to substantially change their behavior until gas prices hit $5.30 a gallon. Well, guess what? At the rate that they're going up right now, I would expect that not too long before the November election, it actually might be a good time to do it. By the way, welcome to the Lars Larson Show.
Lars Larson.
Rick Santorum, as long as the two guys on the right are doing better than the rhino on the left, if you know what I mean, I'm happy with that. And would you have a problem if your neighbor was flying an American flag with Barack Obama's face on it instead of the stars? The stripes are still there, but at the Democrat Party headquarters in Florida, Lake County, a number of veterans are pretty upset, and I completely side with them. They've engaged in a verbal confrontation and a threat of police action. They requested that the flag be taken down. The matter was resolved peaceably when the Democrats took down the offending flag. The Obama flag has been flying for 2 months before it was noticed by the veterans, who argued it is a desecration of the flag. And I would say that's it. If you looked up in the dictionary desecration, you'd find putting Barack Hussein Obama's face on an American flag instead of the stars.
Lars Larson.
Hey, Jeff, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
With regards to these eagles, I'm wondering if Obama would permit the radical Islamists to behead a few infidels to respect their religion.
You have to respect their religion as long as they're not Christians. As long as they're not Christians, you have to respect the religious rights of everybody on the planet, with the exception of American Christian conservatives. Those are the only ones that you can dismiss. You know what I'm talking about. The guy is absolutely dismissive of everything that is American, and he absolutely embraces. And, you know, look, I know the tribes have their tribal rights and all the rest of that, but, you know, I would think that they could say, we don't have to go out and blow the heads off a couple of bald eagles just to get a few feathers. We can get those from the National Wildlife Forensics Lab. It's available right there.
Lars Larson.
Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. Some good news out there, and we like to have it from time to time. We found out that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco is supporting the legality of the congressional action to delist wolves in the Northern Rockies. The opinion, dated March 14, says that Section 1731, this is the wolf bill, was constitutional, and that delisting the wolves and making hunting of them in certain places so they don't overpopulate and cause other problems is completely legal. Congratulations, folks. We win one from time to time.
Lars Larson.
I've been pulling for him all along, and I think that that hopefully he can reestablish this biblical worldview that our founders used to start our Constitution.
I hope you're right. Chris, thank you very much. And by the way, what Chris is saying, record GOP turnout in both Mississippi and Alabama. Let me give you a couple of numbers that make a big difference. In 2008, there were 552,000 turnout in Alabama. In 2012, for this most recent battle, 614,000 turnout. It's a new record for Alabama, and it's up almost 60,000 from 2008. In Mississippi, an even more dramatic recurrence, 2008, 143,000 turnout. This year, 283,000, up 140,000 voters. That kind of turnout is going to help us win the day and replace this president if they don't impeach him first for what's going on in Syria.
Lars Larson.
As well as the regular suggestion that Congress should shift from an annual budget process to a two-year cycle. And if there's no budget at all, then there's the No Budget, No Pay Act offered up by Senator Dean Heller, Republican of Nevada. The measure would stop all lawmakers' paychecks if the two chambers haven't agreed on a budget resolution by October the 1st. Even if they do approve a spending blueprint after that, they will not get back pay. Hey, do you think that's fair? I think if you can't come up with a budget and it's required by law and it's part of your job, hey, if I don't do my job, guess what happens? The boss says, Lars, no work, no pay.
Lars Larson.
You know, I think you had to just quit calling him president, just call him sovereign and be done with it, you know?
Well, lately he has acted as the Congress because he has said he doesn't need the Congress. If they won't do what he wants to do, he does it by executive fiat. He said he doesn't need the Supreme Court. He's decided on several issues that either things are constitutional or they are not, and he apparently doesn't feel he needs the Supreme Court. So if you don't need the Supreme Court and you don't need the Congress, and you're a president who exerts the powers of all three branches of government, then effectively you are a king.
Right.
Lars Larson.
They go on to write, with only 2% of the world's oil reserves, we can't drill our way to lower gas prices, not when we consume 20% of the world's oil. Now get this. The latest data for the U.S. government says at least 86 billion barrels of oil from the Outer Continental Shelf has yet to be discovered. That's four times the country's entire proved reserves. Number two, 24 billion in shale deposits in the lower 48, 2 billion barrels of oil in shale deposits on Alaska's North Slope, 12 billion barrels in Anwar, 19 billion barrels in Utah tar sands, and then there's the massive Green River formation in Wyoming, which contains 1.4 trillion barrels of oil shale. Now, do you think the president is telling you the truth? If you're a naysayer, God bless you, call the show and tell me why. And if you've been buying Obama's bull feathers this long, call the show and tell me you're going to change your vote for the last time. You know, because there were people who were driven by the wrong kind of motivations the last time around. So as the bumper sticker says, if you voted for Obama the last time to prove you weren't a racist, vote for somebody else this time to prove you're not an idiot.
Lars Larson.